This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Ben. Glad to be here on another great Friday morning. And, hey, you know, I was thinking, with you building this new campground, what if before my Friday shows, I come out to the campground, say, on Thursday and spend the night and then teach class Friday morning. And the reason I'm suggesting that is I think our communication system might work better because the soup can is totally viable from the sleeping bag over to the studio at the Benelli Farmhouse. And we might improve the connection. Plus, you know, I'll be right there in person.
I'll tell you what. It's interesting you say that. I'll tell you what, we'll do even better. There's room in the studio for you, and the microphone mixer is it's a Mackie, M-A-C-K-I-E, and it has a, you know, multiple ports. Just add another microphone, and we can sit right across from each other. So that we can accomplish that really easily. Now, our son and Mrs. Fanelli and I were at dinner last night at the farmhouse. And our son just brought that up. He said, "Hey, Dad, how about having Bert come out, and you guys can spend some time at the campground, and he can get a chance to see it, and you guys can you know, hang around with each other for, you know, a while he's visiting." And I said, "That sounds great. What a great idea." And then he said, "So how long do you think it'll take him to get here with his electric car?"
It might take a while. And I'm pretty sure if I call you from Nevada and say I need a tow, that's not going to be the first thing on the Fanelli agenda to send a truck with electric generator in the bed to come and rescue me.
Yeah, well, we have two ways of getting your electric car here. One is with a tow dolly. And a tow dolly is like a little, it's like half of a trailer. And what you do is you drive a vehicle up onto the tow dolly. So two wheels. Let's say if it's a front wheel drive car, you put the rear wheels on the ground and the front wheels are on the tow dolly. That way the rear wheels can spin freely. And it attaches with a ball mount, 2-inch ball, and you can pull it. You strap the front wheels to the tow dolly. And it's a great way to move a light vehicle around. And we've had it for probably 17 years, 18 years that we've had this tow dolly. And we upgraded. We still have it. And we have what's called a car hauler. And a car hauler is a trailer designed with like a beaver. Well, it has a tail that slopes down a little bit. The last couple of feet slopes down. So it has some ramps that are carried along with it in a compartment. And you take the ramps out, and you put the ramps on the back, and the sloped back deck of the trailer, the last 2 feet of this 18-foot trailer, slope downward, and it makes it easy to drive a vehicle up onto the trailer or winch it on with an electric winch or come along. So either any of those ways, we can get you here. I'll just come get you. So you think Nevada is where you're going to get stuck?
Well, I'm guessing, but you never know. Actually, Vince, I have a... two cars. One's all electric. The other's a plug-in hybrid, so it does have a gas tank. And
you might do a little better with the plug-in.
Yeah, I could make
it. Okay. Just let us know when. Let us know when. We'll grease the bearings on the trailer and the tow dolly, and we'll you know, make sure you get here.
Yeah. No. So, anyway, Vince, I am excited about the campground though, because that sounds like a great way to you know, kind of leverage your farm and have people actually get in touch with nature, because you know, a lot of people forget that that was our number one business when this country first started farming. That was you know, that was the number one employment occupation. In fact, even if you did something else, you might be living on a farm, even if you were, you know, doing horse hoofs, you know, or steel maker or whatever. You still probably had a farm nearby, because we weren't as efficient back then, and we needed more farms to grow more food. We've, you know, become the most efficient farmers in the world, American farmers, but still a huge occupation, and it's what connects us to nature and the planet and everything else about the earth.
Yeah, and I think that Natural Farms campsite is different from every other camping facility there is, and I'll tell you why. And I'm going to be working on it again this weekend with the family. So we have a children's area, a play area for very young children, you know, a little, almost like a treehouse, almost. And it's quite safe for young ones, very young ones. And we have a scavenger hunt to identify trees and rocks and bushes and nuts and animals. And then we have, as part of this, we have an on-site auto repair shop. So if someone needs an oil change or they break down, we can probably fix that piece of equipment right here. And without being towed, I mean, it's right here on site. And we have an on-site tire shop and repair tires, balance wheels, replace tires, offer new tires, and expert advice. And we have Natural Farms beef, our beef, and Natural Farms eggs. So each site, each campsite has a fire pit. We have the grills for cooking your own food on the fire pit. We have wood that's free if it's, you know, still available. I mean, first come, first serve. We have a lot of wood. And then we have bundles of wood that we've sawn up that you could buy. And so it's kind of a different environment. So you don't have to worry about getting stranded because, you know, if your equipment breaks down, because we can probably fix it right here. And so it's kind of neat. And we're even thinking about having a Missouri State Inspection Station right here, all together. I mean, you just come register at the campsite where the repair shop, the tire shop, the auto shop, where we have the eggs and the freezer equipment for keeping the meat frozen and refrigeration for the eggs. And you get a chance to see some, well, maybe, depending on where the animals are. If the cows are grazing in a field nearby, you can just look over the fence and see the cows. It's kind of neat. It's not like going to a parking space at another campground where you're really close to everybody else. And I was talking to our son about something that you and I did at the university. I was telling him about a road rally, and I thought, you know what? We could have, you know, every, you know, maybe once a month, we could have a road rally. And a road rally class is not a race. It's a time distance event where you have certain points that you have to go to. So let's say you have 50 cars. You have a starting point, and there's a flag on the antenna or on the side of the car or the window, you know, with a number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to number 50. And you all leave at the same point, but you leave 1 minute apart. And then you have directions that say things like, for the next mile, maintain an average speed of 23 miles an hour. Turn right. Continue 1/8 of a mile at an average speed of 20 miles an hour. Turn left. Continue to the red house. stop, pull over, wait 60 seconds, continue on. And so it's directions, it's average speed, it is, and then there are checkpoints that you're observed. And the idea is if you finish too fast, you lose. If you finish too slowly, you lose. It's a predetermined amount of time that it takes to go through the entire set of directions, which could take an hour and a half or 2 hours. And you have to get there at the right time, not too early, not too late. And so it's not a race. It's not reckless driving. It's careful driving. You'll need a navigator and a driver and a stopwatch. And, Bert, remember those days we did that?
Yeah, except the problem is sometimes we would get lost, and then you did have to drive recklessly to make up the lost time.
Well, I remember one of the directions that we added. We had a professor that we weren't so excited about, and we found out where he lived on the end of a cul-de-sac. And we sent all the cars down to the end of this cul-de-sac, told him to pull over at his mailbox address right in front of his house, beep the horn 3 times, wait 30 seconds, and then proceed. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing we haven't been arrested, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that kind of stuff anymore.
So, Vince, you're telling me you can come into your campground with a broken car, have all that good living and life and learn about nature, and then drive out with a like new car?
Well, I don't know about like new, but like working. it would, you know, we can fix it. You know, providing we get the parts for it. But yeah, we could fix it. You know, and even if someone is, you know, on the road and they're traveling from spot to spot to spot and they need a place to change their oil, you know, they could come in here and we could service their car while they're enjoying world-class beef on the fire pit.
Now, when you change the oil, what do you do? Do you have oil recycling that... you know, you don't dump it, right? That gets recycled somewhere.
You know, actually, that recycling thing is really, I think it's a misnomer. I think it's a misnomer because they call it recycling. So let's say you buy your oil at at one of those big box auto stores. I won't mention any, but they all have this facility where you can bring your used oil to them, and you pour it from your drain container into their big storage tank. And then a company comes and pumps out their storage tank. And what do they do with that oil? Well, typically, it doesn't get re-refined. It's not like they pour it back into the refinery and they make new engine oil out of used engine oil. What they do is they sell it to ships, like cruise ships. And the cruise ships just burn it. They just set it on fire in the boiler and they use it to power the propellers on the ships to move the ships forward. That's why you see black smoke coming out of those cruise ships.
Like bunker oil.
Yeah, bunker oil, right. So literally, all of the contaminants go up in smoke. That's why the oil industry, the manufacturers of engine oil, have eliminated or removed some of the additives that were in to keep your engines lasting longer, because when they get burned, they pollute the atmosphere. So what do? I have never given up a single quart of oil. I have every quart of oil here at the farm. And it's in storage tanks. It's in safe storage tanks. And ultimately, I'm probably going to put it through a centrifuge and reuse it. That's the plan, because I think we're running out of oil. I really do. So, and if anybody's going to burn it, I guess we'll burn it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, class, Birch with us. And if you want to just get a hint of what the campsite's like, just go to 5 Minute University, FIVE. MinuteUniversity.com, and there's a section there that you can see some photographs of the campsite. Also, you can see the list of things that I think you should consider getting right now while you still can get them. So both the list of over a couple hundred items and a couple photos of the campsite are at 5MinuteUniversity.com. Bert, what's up for class today?
Quick update on the markets and the recession. So we did have an interest rate hike on Wednesday. On Thursday, the government announced negative GDP. So, Vince, I always knew a recession to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP, and that's what we have. So as far as I think most people are concerned, we're in a recession. The interesting thing, though, is on Wednesday, after the interest rate hike, and on Thursday, with the announcement of the recession, and again today, the markets are up. So a little bit of a paradox, but sometimes markets are looking ahead, so it may be an optimistic sign. One thing I noticed, and I think I'd like to bring up for class briefly, is, you know, all companies aren't equal, and there's, you know, new companies for different errors, and there's old companies that die. And it's interesting to draw a, you know, today we have one company, Apple Computer, stock is up $5, so it's doing very well. They had their earnings report. And another company, Intel, whose stock is down 10%, and Intel's basically been a dying company. Vince, it's, you know, one of the problems. And, you know, I have a background in finance, but also in engineering. One of the problems is some companies, for whatever reason, at some point put finance people in charge as CEO, and it's usually a mistake. Not that finance isn't important, since it's, you know, most important thing is to make sure you're making money. But when you look at these companies, Intel put a finance guy in charge of the company instead of engineering or even marketing, so you could concentrate on either innovating the product or, you know, marketing it better or coming up with the right product mix. They put a finance guy in charge, and it's done nothing but languish. I mean, you might look day to day and say, oh, yeah, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But in the big picture, these guys almost always fail. And the biggest example, Vince, and you had sent me something on this, is General Electric. Just a staggering history of, you know, what used to be one of the biggest companies in the world. It was worth $600 billion in 2000. So that would be, you know, over a trillion dollar capitalization in current dollars. And basically their market value got wiped out by almost 90%. I mean, it went from $600 billion to a market value of about $70 billion. So that's almost 90%, Vince. And it was the same thing. The CEOs concentrated on finance. Jack Welch was notorious for that. And, you know, from quarter to quarter, he was able to engineer profits that always looked good. But he lost track of innovation. He was too worried about financial engineering and not enough about product engineering. They went through a series of other CEOs, and they just went further and further apart. And now they're breaking up into three companies, but those three together are still just a small shadow of what the company had been 20 years ago. So it's just an example of sometimes what you think is the right thing by paying attention to your profit and loss statement and your balance sheet and having quarterly earnings going up every quarter. Sometimes, in fact, more often than not, that's not what you should really be looking at and focusing on primarily. It should be innovating your products, staying ahead in the marketplace. And best example of that is Apple Computer. They've done a good job doing that. Best example of how not to do it has been General Electric, Vince. It's a sad story.
Yeah, I've got some comments when we come back. Jack Welch. I remember a guy, I know a guy real well who used to work for General Electric in during the Jack Welch days when Jack Welch was CEO. And the employees thought that Jack walked on water. He was drilling holes in the bottom of the ship.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Monsoonal moisture brought rains across the nation overnight. Heavy flooding has been reported in Las Vegas, Nevada, and St. Louis, Missouri. In eastern Kentucky, devastation. At least 15 souls lost their lives. States of emergency have been declared in Virginia, West Virginia, and Kentucky. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on the Weather Channel Friday morning.
And a lot of families out there have lost absolutely everything. I want to thank all our first responders that are out there doing such heroic work. I know we've already airlifted between 20 and 30 people. Thank you to the National Guard and our Kentucky State Police that are doing that work.
The timeline for a potential Chinese invasion of Taiwan by force seems to be getting shorter. China is reporting. Chinese President Xi Jinping warned President Biden during their phone call Thursday not to play with fire over Taiwan. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Due to President Biden's open border policy, making Americans less safe has now hit the Washington, D.C. area. Democrat Mayor Muriel Bowser is pleading for the National Guard to help with the invasion of illegal immigration in the D.C. metro area.
So I've asked for the deployment of the Guard, as long as we need the Guard to deal with the humanitarian crisis that we expect to escalate.
Republican Representative Chip Roy on Fox News.
It's interesting hearing the mayor of Washington, D.C. complaining about 4,000 people on 200 buses that Governor Abbott has sent to Washington, D.C. since April, running to the Pentagon saying, oh, my gosh, we need the National Guard. Oh, well, you know what? Cry me a frickin' river, right? You know, welcome to the party, pal.
One of the side effects of COVID-19 in some people is the loss of taste and smell.
A new study shows millions of people have yet to regain their sense of taste and smell after recovering from COVID-19. Published in the Medical Journal of the British Medical Association, the analysis shows about 5%, or roughly 27 million people, who reported losing their sense of taste or smell were still dealing with those symptoms 6 months later. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The White House will be hosting the inaugural meeting of pro bono attorneys and activists who defend abortion rights on Friday. The Supreme Court put the law back onto the state books, as many states want to save lives of the babies. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Jack Welch, when he was the CEO of General Electric, was in the demolition business. What he did was he expanded into the financial market. So instead of making products, real products, like refrigerators and toasters and freezers and power systems and electrical panels and electric motors and locomotives, things like that, he steered the company into concepts, making concepts, which would be like financial instruments, financial services, and destroyed the company. And no one has been able to pull it out of that nosedive since. And that's what Bert was talking about. So Jack Welch, to me, was the predecessor to Elon Musk, who is... Well, Elon Musk is destroying the environment, in my opinion. He is he's making cars that that crash into people, places, and things. And it should be investigated. Jack Welch destroyed one of the finest companies that ever existed. And that was Thomas Alva Edison's company, General Electric. That's what it was. You know, so the guy who laid claim to inventing the light bulb, knowing thousands of things that did not work as a source of illumination, incandescent illumination, that guy. The guy whose company was involved in creating one of the first, if not the first, nickel iron battery systems. The same system that I'm using here at the farm. Nickel iron technology. I think it's the best. So here we have a guy who becomes CEO and drives the company right straight down into the ground.
Yeah, Vince, do you know what his separate payment was in, when he retired from General Electric in at the end of 2001? You know what his, can take a guess at what his, not his salary, just extra severance payment to thank him for his work.
Well, I know what his perks were. His, one of his perks were free use of the company aircraft.
Well, all
for
the
life.
Executives get
I know
that.
That was one of them. He could fly around for free for life. You know, take like a 747 wherever he needed to go.
Well, everybody does that, Vince. That's his severance payment was $417 million. So in today's, again, adjusted for inflation, that would be somewhere over $1 billion in today's dollars, just as a thank you for when he retired.
And he destroyed the company. And he destroyed the company. And at that time, people were not savvy to the fact that he blew up his own company.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting thing.
He knew it.
Go back in time and look at CNBC where he's interviewed. In fact, he would come on CNBC as a guest for years after that. In fact, almost up to when he passed away in 2020, he would come on as a guest. And it took a while for, well, I think by 2020, we realized what he had done, because GE was, less than one-tenth of what it had been. Really, if you adjust for inflation, it was about 5% of what it had been in market value. But in actual dollars, it was 10%. So it took a while for people to really realize what he had done. It wasn't obvious at the time. He was made as a hero. There were books written about him. He wrote his own books. He was speaking all over the world on management and his techniques in management. You know, they would lay people off at GE just for the fun of it every year. They would pick what they considered the bottom 10% of people and just lay them off for fun, to teach everyone else the lesson.
Bert, I reported that. I reported that over a decade ago. I worked for a company that had some former General Electric managers, you know, in top management positions at one of the companies where I worked. And so my boss told me that story. He said that what he did was, my very first performance appraisal, he gave me a performance appraisal, a blank form. He said, Vinny, you fill this out. And he said he was going to fill out his copy. So we each started out with a blank form. He said, fill it out, and tomorrow we'll talk about, we'll compare them. We'll compare notes. We'll see what you think you did and how you performed over the past year, and I'll tell you what I think. That was a General Electric management style. It's one of the things they did, because they knew that the employees knew all the mistakes that they made, and the bosses didn't know all the mistakes that the employees made. So the idea was, theoretically, my performance appraisal, you know, I might rate myself a B, and he might rate me an A, because I knew, you know, if I made mistakes, I knew about them. Another thing they did is exactly what you said. They would eliminate 10%. They would fire 10% of the people who work for them every year. And they figured that if you look at, well, for fun and also to teach everybody a lesson and also to bring in new blood. So what they did was they figured, well, if you look at all the employees from top to bottom, the ones that are at the bottom 10% in terms of performance, they're not doing as well as the 90% above them. So what do we need them for? So they'd fire them. They could have been extraordinary. But they were rated, you know, at the bottom, so they fired them. You're absolutely right. No question about it. And the other thing that General Electric did, now I think this was brilliant, and I've used this strategy, you know, multiple times in my life. And I learned this in the 1980s, when I'm talking about the GE management style. That's when I learned about it. It's called MBWA. And so the boss, whoever the boss was, whether it be, you know, like management or above, not supervisors, so you'd have the worker bees, you know, then you would have the team leaders, and then you would have the supervisors, and then above the supervisor you'd have the managers, and above the managers you would have assistant vice presidents, and then you'd have vice presidents, and then you have the CEO. So managers and above would use the strategy. And so they would walk onto the floor, whether it be a factory floor or where the people connected to earbuds and talk to customers were, you know, the customer service agents. The manager would have a pad and a pen. And he'd just kind of stand out and look down at the pad, and he'd write some things down. And he'd walk a few steps and look maybe to the left or look to the right and write some more things down, and then take some more steps, and ultimately walk through the floor where all these workers, you know, the worker bees, where the people actually doing the work, and he would write some notes. And the people would, the employees would go, oh my God, he saw me, he knows that I messed up. And what the boss was writing down was apples, potatoes, ground beef, lettuce, extra virgin olive oil, you know, the shopping list for on the way home. But the employees didn't know that. The employees thought he was taking notes. And typically the manager really didn't know all of the things that the worker bees were doing. But the worker bees thought that the managers knew everything. And it was a psychological warfare game to get the worker bees to work harder, faster, and, you know, etc. That's the truth. So, I tried it, and it absolutely works. I took my whole class on a field trip where we were going to install a network. This was my entire class when I was teaching in Virginia. And I decided to take my whole busload of my students to Fuddruckers. It was a hamburger joint. And the line was like an hour long, and we didn't have an hour. So I said to one of my students, can you go back in the bus and get my clipboard? He got my clipboard. And I had a pen in my hand, and I had a white shirt and a tie on. And I said, now, some of the employees could hear me because they were waiting on tables. And I said, now look, don't tell anybody that we're here from corporate headquarters to evaluate this Fuddruckers. Don't tell anybody. So I took the clipboard, and I started writing down some notes, you know, things I needed to do for the day. And the manager of the Fuddruckers came over to me and said, can we take your order right here while you're in line and save you some, you know, waiting time? Yeah. That'd be great. Thank you. So it works. It works. They thought I was from corporate headquarters to evaluate the management of Fuddruckers. Because I said to my student, don't say that we're here from, you know, to evaluate them. It works. And it really works well if you're in a government office. I was, I know we're on a tangent, but it's worth talking about. During the Joplin tornado, it's absolutely devastating. It was like a lawnmower came into Joplin, Missouri, and just wiped everything out. So I had a solid color shirt on, clean blue jeans, combat boots, tactical belt. And I went into an area. We weren't supposed to be there. They were not letting Red Cross volunteers in. So I had my Red Cross lanyard on with my ID card. I still have it. And I walked into the school where they were setting up the communications network. That's what they were doing first. They weren't helping people. They were setting up the tracking system. And I walked in there with my clipboard, notebook, and a pen. And I just stood in the middle of the floor, and you're supposed to, you know, sign in and register. I didn't do that. I kind of just walked in like I was in charge. And I was a little cleaner and neater than everybody else, so I was dressed a little bit better. And I just started writing things down. And people came up to me and asked me, okay, what do you want me to do? They were asking me to give them directions because I was writing things down, and they assumed that I was in charge. It absolutely works. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah. So just to put a closure on Jack Welch, so to be clear, it looked like he went out on the top when he left in 2001, but in reality, the die had been cast. So everything he had been doing with smoke and mirrors, yes, it looked like every quarter was going up, and it looked like they kept making more and more money every year. But in and probably on paper they were, but in reality, their products had stalled out, their innovation had stalled out, their financial engineering got to the limit of what they could pull off. So although it appeared he went out on the top, he really had already cast the die for what was to come, and the subsequent CEOs, really, there was nothing they could do because they were fighting the wrong battles. Really, it was going to take drastic change to change course of the company, and it wasn't apparent. Like we said, it wasn't apparent that there was a problem. We all thought he was a hero. We all thought this company's going to keep making money forever. It's the most fantastic company in the world. And the reality was, although they did make a lot of good products, I mean, they make good jet engines, and they used to make good refrigerators. We can talk about that in the capacitor issue, Vince, because I have a true story about capacitor degradation. Well, really, it's a matter of counterfeit, poor quality capacitors going into GE refrigerators. But really, the die had been cast, and a great company was destroyed. Thank God the engines are still reliable. Right now, actually, the problem is we can't build enough jet engines because of supply chain crisis. So interesting story there all around.
Well, just one other comment. GE Appliances, you know them by a new name, H-A-I-E-R. It's a Chinese company. They now sell GE, and they manufacture GE. Higher or Hayer. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Bert's been talking about General Electric and the controlled demolition of General Electric by top management. Jack Welch. I have a General Electric freezer, and it has the name Haier or Haier, H-A-I-E-R. It's manufactured by the Communist Chinese. It was given to us. And it looks just like an American design. It was our design. I guess they got the tooling from us, and they thinned out everything, and they made this cheesy chest freezer. And it looks like it works. It has a green LED on the bottom that tells you it's working. But really, if you set it to maximum cold, the very top items don't get cold. They don't freeze. It has insufficient cooling capacity to the compressor, the condenser, the evaporator, the refrigerant, whatever it is, or the combination thereof, is inadequate to do the job. So since when have any of you set your American refrigerator or your American freezer to absolute maximum cold to make sure it is almost cold enough? Never happens. Never happens. So if you have a refrigerator or freezer from the 60s or the 70s, maybe even the 80s, and it's an American brand, you don't set that thermostat, if it has a dial from 0, meaning off, to 10, meaning maximum cold, you don't set it more than 3 or 4. You don't have to, because it has excess capacity. These cheesy Chinese products are absolutely substandard, period, including the General Electric freezer made by Haier, H-A-I-E-R, Haier, or Haier, however you pronounce it, I don't know. Brett, it's an outrage. Back to you.
Yeah, well, Vince, if you want to tie a bow on this, since we're talking about Jack Welch, he also destroyed his family. He had an affair with the woman who interviewed him for a magazine. It was actually for the Harvard Business Review. She came to interview him, decided, hey, it'd be great to be married to this guy, so she had an affair with him. Jack's wife found out and forced Jack to get a divorce, and he then turned around and married Susie, who's now Susie Welch, and she's still around. She wrote books with Jack, and so, you know, what kind of guy late in life interviewer. I'm just saying that wasn't good optics. And
what kind of gal leaves her husband for a politician and then covers up the fact that he's an Alzheimer's patient and lets, because of her ego, destroys the entire best country in the history of the world? What kind of a person does that?
Yeah. So anyhow, Vince, in the last couple of minutes, we're here to talk about science and technology. You had asked me for my views on capacitors because we've been talking about the great capacitor degradation crisis, and a lot of people are scratching their heads, huh? But you've talked about it before, and in the last couple of minutes here, I can give my two cents. But, Vince, what's the opposite of a capacitor? And, you know, 9 out of 10 people are going to say a resistor. That's not the answer. The opposite of a
I'd say a direct short.
No, opposite of a capacitor is an inductor. So in electronics, we deal with them as opposites, basically. They have opposite impedance. A capacitor has negative impedance, inductor has positive impedance. Of course, that's arbitrary, just like, you know, voltage plus and minus is an arbitrary human thing. But they're opposites. Now, the interesting thing is you make them completely different, and let's say on integrated circuits, it's very difficult to make inductors. So sometimes they actually take capacitors, build elaborate circuitry around them to fake them out as an inductor. But basically, they're opposites, and, you know, you can store energy in a capacitor. You can actually store energy in an inductor. People don't do it often because it's not practical, but they are complete opposites, and if you put a capacitor and inductor together, you get a tuned circuit, a resonant tuned circuit. If you've ever built a crystal radio, in its simplest form, it's a diode rectifier to rectify the signal you pick up off your antenna, and then a tuned circuit with an inductor and a capacitor to tune to the transmission that you want to receive. And that's the first element of that tuned circuit, then the diode. Then you put one final capacitor to filter the RF out and go to a set of headphones. So that's your simplest radio.
So the bottom line, Bert, is the capacitors in everything.
Yeah.
Capacitors all around us, and they cause equipment failures, and people decide that, well, in a new control board, they don't know what went wrong, so they try to buy a new control board for the dishwasher, refrigerator, or stove. They find out they can't get them, so they junk the appliance and buy a new one, which has even
the least reliable component.
Right. The least reliable component. And, Bert, a capacitor in a computer motherboard, how much would that cost? 10 cents?
Oh, a penny.
There you go.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.